Good morning, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to the Morning Mash here on the Birdwatching Gamecast. So, what an interesting night. I know many probably were still upset that we lost the game, 5-0, but the Toronto Blue Jays did lose in glorious fashion as they were no-hit by Canadian James Paxton and he sealed the deal on a Mariners win. Yes, insane start for James Paxton, who allowed just one run in his last outing, 16 strikeouts in his previous one, didn't get a decision, decided to apparently even take it up a step, a notch higher, as he turned it up 11-11 and allowed the Blue Jays to not do anything in this one. So the only Blue Jays base runners were three walks, which threatened, but as the Blue Jays were unable to get a hit, those were 0-for-2 with runners in scoring position. So that put the icing on the cake for a 5-0 win for the Seattle Mariners. So, 9 innings for Paxton picks up with 7 strikeouts, as I mentioned, 3 walks, 0-0 as he blanks the Toronto Blue Jays. Here is the So, start for him. A couple of balls that they did hit, Carlos Jr. being one of those ones, and yeah, they landed in solid defense for the Seattle Mariners. So, really put cemented the lead in Seattle Mariners, the Blue Jays team. So just before we go dive into playing this evening at on the mound for the Blue Jays. So now to all things awful, terrible, and so said any charges or what is going on for meantime, I'm not going to in my park, and just as many as have been full and true as conclusions and players. So it's not the full story. This announcer is not going to say one word other than the fact that right now he is on administrative leave. Turns out for situation for any the horn and say one way or the other, but this should be a big serious issue and should be handled accordingly. So the roster for yesterday is a backup shorts. But that's the only other news that really has gone on so far in this case. So, on to the minor leagues. The Rochester Red Wings somehow outdueled the Rochester Genie. Had another marvelous start in the minor leagues. Allowed just 2-4 hits. Pickouts, but no home runs, which was exciting for me. Because that's what I'm going to be lately. 2-1. And the Bisons scored their run because of Kansas. And he was defense as he scored Tim Lopes in the fifth. Down to the New Hampshire Fisher Cats. I know you're all fine. So, check out the episode where we talk about the things going to be a great session. I think I'm going to rather than later, everybody. So, get ready for it. All right. So, the New Hampshire Sea Dogs. TJ Zoic made his debut in Double A and was 9-4 in runs. There were 5-3. So, maybe he was just lingering around like, just a little too much to the point where the Sea Dogs hitters were fishing or getting on top of him. Now, and have a few guys that are in the major leagues on the solid team that he faced in his debut. So, hopefully, Zoic will find himself because he was on absolute fire at last season. So, the three runs for the New Hampshire Jets. One came from a ground out. Pentecost scored after doubling. Drove in Max Pentecost. So, yeah, Max three, two runs scored as I was a double hit. Getting around the 300 mark and quality having a very, very steep advantage. Unfortunately, went 0-5. And that sounds awful after last season, right? But he is doing solid, and he might not be as red hot as Vladimir Guerrero Jr., but he is having a very good season to start things off in Double A, except the A. So that would be pretty much the New Hampshire Jets outing as they fall to 18-10, folks. Down to Dunedin, where the Dunedin, who they lost to 4-2, got on top of them early. The Dunedin Blue Jays tried to fight back innings, but then just Marauders pitching just coasted the rest of the game. Josh DeGrasse, the Blue Jays fights his fight innings, but the runners did not help him, but then he won all the runs, not some strikeouts as well in the outing. So, five isn't winning any ball games, so it's rough to see that they have had such a hard season, and better than it's performing. I hope they really figure it out. They have some of the best talent in the lower end of the minor league system, and they just brought up Clemens, too. So he's going to get adjusted. He's going to hopefully find everything right and get going, too, because he has absolutely destroyed the Midwest League. And Bradley Jones had a monster season. Struck out a pair. So the Blue Jays could not get back into it. But that's had two guys a double in the second inning. So there you go. Game box for the Dunedin Blue Jays. The Lansing Ducks are obviously proof after being a monstrous 11-4 win over the Wisconsin Rattlers. So just had them, hopefully has them putting back in the right direction. They changed it around. Apparently, like 4-2 in the game. So that's how many times they got up. They played the game. So the main RBI cheater, Yadson Ganino, who is back from the 4-5-2 guys. So he also scored two runs and just an insane amount of production from him as he now is batting 3-6 on the He went 1-for-5, but he had 4 RBIs. So, as he singled, it brought everyone home. Day for him. And he also, throughout the game. So, that's my bad. I forgot about that part. So, great offensively for the Lansing Lugnuts as they backed up for the 5 hits, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts. As he more or less led the team to the offensive outlash and got paid for it. So, Lansing, everybody. So that's our show. Please make sure you tune into that episode I was just alluding to with the how the Blue Jays minor league system is being used as an asset this season rather than a trading point or skipping into the waiver wire and picking up veterans. That goes into that conversation with mostly Luis Gurriel Jr. as an example over Danny Espinosa. We also talked about the Vlad Guerrero Jr.'s situation. So make sure you check the episode out right before this episode of the Morning Mash. Also, today on jaysjournal.com, yesterday during the game, I had this terrible epiphany that I have seen these issues with Marcus Stroman before. And now that I've seen it, I cannot unsee it. My brain is forever unclean, everybody. And unfortunately, I am referring to Ricky Frickin' Romero from the 2011 season, where he was more or less a toted arm and possible Cy Young Award winner as he finished in the top 10 of voting for that season. And then he went to the abysmal Ricky Romero that we unfortunately remember in 2012 during the final year of the Angry Bird and John Farrell's initial terribleness before we knew he was going to be a terrible manager for us. So check that article out on jaysjournal.com. I will make sure I tweet out the link. Also, make sure you follow us. Like I said before, we are always here for you. Drop us your questions, anything you want us to talk about. We are on top of all your Blue Jays news and ready to chit-chat. So, my name is Craig Borden. I've been here with you on the Birdwatching Gamecast Morning Mash Edition. I hope you all have a good day, and let's hope the Blue Jays can get some hits tonight. Booyah!